musician Tito Jackson was born on this date in 1953 in Gary, Indiana. He is best known as a member of the Jackson 5, with his four siblings Michael, Jackie, Marlon, and Jermaine. Tito is the third eldest child of the Jackson family and was also known as the quiet one of the bunch. In 1967, Tito and his brothers began performing together as the Jackson 5, including winning a talent competition by covering the Temptations song My Girl. Tito and the rest of the Jackson 5 made the professional debut in a nightclub in Indiana. The owner decided to give them a chance to record in his recording studio. As the lead guitarist of the group, Tito enjoyed the success of four number one hits after signing with Motown Records. These classic songs ABC, I Want You Back, I'll Be There, and Never Can Say Goodbye were all released in 1969 and 1970. I Want You Back was their first number one single and sold more than 2 million copies in 1969. In 1976, Tito and the Jackson 5 signed with Epic Records and changed the name of their band to the Jacksons. Tito and his brothers continued to perform as a group until 1990. From 1990 until 2003, Tito spent his time managing his son's group. In 2003, Tito had reinvented himself as a blues musician with his debut album, I Gotta Play. Tito was the last member of the Jacksons group to go solo. He married Dolores Dee Dee Martez in the summer of 1972, and the couple had three sons, who went on to form the musical act called T3. On this date in 1948, Governor Ben Laney proclaimed the first annual Poetry Day in Arkansas in recognition of the tireless efforts of Rosa Zanioni Marioni to encourage the appreciation of poetry and poets. Governor Winthrop Rockefeller proclaimed this date to be Rosa Zanioni Marioni Day. Marioni, a native of Italy, was a prolific writer of poetry and short stories and was a fervent promoter of her adopted home state of Arkansas. 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote a letter to presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln on this date in 1860, suggesting he could improve his appearance by growing a beard. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.